It is Friday, March 28th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It's funny, isn't it, how both Rogers Little Theater and the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale have decided to take audiences back to the 1940s at the same time.
Did you take a vacation to Leeds or something while I was gone?
He's very confused, yeah. And it's a very bad British accent, but it's the only one I've got. I am in Blythe Spirit at Art Center of the Ozarks.
And that opens?
That opens next weekend.
Right.
First time on stage in about a decade. But this weekend, The Man Who Came to Dinner, which is from the same time period, mm-hmm. is opening at Rogers Little Theater. It's a comedy by George S. Hoffman of Moss Hart, debuted in 1939. And ran 739 performances.
And was then turned into a very successful film version as well.
Exactly. The Man Who Came to Dinner is the story of an outlandish radio personality, not unlike someone I know, perhaps, who falls on the ice and has to stay with a family in a small Ohio town for a month. And wackiness ensues.
Well, and everybody he knows seems to come over and hang out.
Right. And wackiness ensues.
Exactly.
And Blythe Spirit, which is by Noel Coward, and I hope we use some of his lines, I hope I use some of his lines, was first seen in London in 1941, and it set a record for non-musical British plays of almost 2,000 performances.
Wow.
Went on to Broadway and became a movie in 1945 starring a very young Rex Harrison.
Yes.
The story of it is that an author wants material for a mystery novel about a homicidal medium. So he invites Madame Arcadi over to hold a seance.
Uh-huh.
And she conjures up the spirit of his first wife.
And?
And his second wife is not amused. And wackiness ensues.
There you go.
So, I suggest both. And since they overlap by one weekend but have two separate weekends, you could make both. And anybody out there who's listened to me talk about theater all these years and wants to see if I can put my money where my mouth is,
here you go.
This is your opportunity. The Man Who Came to Dinner is at 8 o'clock today, tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday, and again the next weekend. And tickets start at $10 at Rogers Little Theater. And Blythe Spirit starts the 4th and runs through the 12th. And tickets are $20 for adults at Art Center of the Ozarks.
And did you know the 1941 film version of The Man Who Came to Dinner, the world premiere, was in Paragould, Arkansas?
Really?
Richard Travis, who played the lead in the movie, had worked at the movie theater in Paragould as a teenager. And the world premiere, I do know, was in late December 1941. So I don't know if it had been scheduled to be on the West Coast, but then after Pearl Harbor, they decided to move it.
Oh, wow.
But the world premiere was in Paragould.
He knows the most amazing things.
And the most trivial as well.
The only thing I've got for Blythe Spirit is Judy Scott is playing Madame Arcadi, and I believe this is her third time in the role at ACO.
Okay.
And she's hysterical. Also this weekend is Pineapple Tree Dance Company's debut.
They're brand new.
7:30 today and tomorrow at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $15 at 443-5600. And there's a new fundraiser this weekend.
Good.
Ales and Tales.
Yes, it's going to be at the Town Center in Fayetteville, I believe.
You get a pound of crawfish and an assortment of craft beers for $25 general admission or $45 VIP. The fundraiser is for ALS.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5 to 9 o'clock on Saturday. You can find out more at alesandtales.org.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.